Well, it's an exciting time of year for all of us involved in college basketball, and we're looking forward to another great season in Lubbock. Our team's a work in progress, but I really like these guys. I think we practiced 18 or 19 times, and got a lot of potential, and we're excited about this season.
Okay, questions for Coach? If you put your hand up, we got a question on the right side aisle.
Morning, Chris. Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman.
Morning, Brian.
Have you ever been in a situation like this where kind of a roster overhaul, if you will, or is this new ground for you as well?
No, me personally, I've been here before, you know, coaching in junior college and Division II, and two stints of professional basketball. Your rosters change not only from season to season, but even during the season sometimes. So our staff has some experience and some past work with putting together teams quickly, and this year will be no different.
Got a question on the outside right aisle.
Hey, Chris, what does that do to a team's confidence, even when you have that turnover after making the run you all did last year and coming into this season? How does that boost your confidence collectively?
You know, I respect that question. I think trying to stay away from just the coaching cliches, but it's just so true. I mean, every season is different. Every team is different. Sometimes even the same players return, but they're different players, and it's a different team. So for us, we certainly build upon a lot of the successes that we had last year, but we're pretty quick to embrace that it's a new journey. We have three returners. Two of the three played minutes. Morrow was a starter, and Kyler came off the bench, played his best basketball late in the year. You know, we have 10 new players. Seven of those 10 are freshmen. So we obviously have a lot of learning to do. We're a lot like a roller coaster. I was telling a friend yesterday, I mean, sometimes, you know, on the highs, we look about as good as you could play college basketball. Then on other days, you know, we just can't wait till we can get back to the practice floor. But again, I like our team. I think we have all the ingredients that are needed to compete in the Big 12. But certainly we're a work in progress, and we're going to be a team that gets better throughout the season.
We had a question on the aisle right up here on the right-hand side.
Hi, Chris. Chuck Carlton, Dallas Morning News. 2 years ago, you're in the Elite Eight. Last year, you're playing for the big trophy at the end of the year. In terms of sustainability, how do you look at what you've built so far at Texas Tech and the future going forward in terms of being that year-in, year-out contender?
Yeah, that's the objective. That's a great word, sustainability. We use consistency and validation, but I think it's kind of the same type idea, right? I mean, it's never been our objective at Texas Tech to have a good team, but it's always been our objective to build a program that has consistency. And I think above many, many things, that's probably what I'm most proud of. The first year, we became competitive and relative very quickly. Always have a lot of appreciation for those five seniors that laid the foundation that year. We were close. Certainly in year two, we were right there in the middle of the fight for the conference championship and made a nice run in March to the Elite Eight, losing to eventual national championship team Villanova. And then last year, you know, to get over that hump, to win the Big 12 for the first time in school history, make it to that national championship game. You know, I think we have shown some consistency. Now year four, nothing changes. We just need to validate what we've been doing with a new team and new players. Certainly that's the challenge, but it's always been our idea to be consistent. And, you know, I'm proud of the consistent we've shown in our first 3 years, and we look forward to, you know, having another great season this year.
On the front left.
Riley Gaze from GoPowerCat.com. Coach, I just want to know your thoughts for Kevin McCullough and kind of how he fits into your plans this year. I know he was kind of a pretty strong get in the recruiting process. Obviously, went through the redshirt year, and just curious where he fits with you.
Yeah, Kevin, who we call Mac in our program, you know, one of the highest-ranked recruits in Tech history. We were fortunate enough to get Mac last year. He came in at semester, kind of similar to how these football guys do. And so he was able to be a part of our Big 12 season and March experience going through the tournament all the way to Minneapolis. Redshirted, but I thought he gained valuable experience. You know, Max just continuing to develop like all young players. He's had a couple of adversity type situation with some injuries, but he's back on the practice floor now. But I'm not to put a lot of pressure on him, but I would say that we have a lot of confidence in him. I think he's going to be a guy that contributes not only this year, but he's going to end up having a great career at Tech. He's another guy in the same class of the Culvers and Zaires and Keenans and Moros and a lot of the young players we've had in these recruiting classes, and I have a lot of confidence in Mac.
We got a question up on the platform on the TV camera area.
Coach, Eric Kelly from KMAC in Lubbock. When you have this type of turnover and this type of youth in this team, how much importance do you place on, you know, having a lot of success early versus, you know, realizing that maybe you'll round into form a little later in the season as guys get more comfortable with each other?
I think success is always important. You have to validate what you're doing. You know, and I said that year one when we got to Tech and we were doing some things a little bit differently than Coach Smith had done. You know, you have to have some success. And certainly with this year, with a young team, 10 new players, 7 freshmen, it will be a key part of our journey. And, you know, I think there's going to be some nights where our fans leave the arena and think, man, these guys are as good as anybody in the country. There's going to be other nights where, man, these guys need to go practice early in the morning. But certainly along our journey, it is going to be important to find some success. You know, we look for that success in practice. We look for that success in daily workouts and certainly in games. You know, any coach and any player would agree on that. As you build something, you know, you got to have some success early on to validate what you're doing.
Further questions for Coach? We got one on the front right side aisle.
Chuck Carlton again. Chris, obviously the great run last season. Just curious in the off season, especially during the summertime, well, did you have people coming up to you maybe normally wouldn't have talking about the championship game, or were there any funny or interesting anecdotes of people you met or heard from or whatever in the off season?
I mean, absolutely, of course, you know, and it's a great off season. I mean, the one thing that's been really pleasing is, you know, I'm a breakfast burrito guy in the mornings, and where I like to go, you have to ask for the salsa. They charge you for it, which is a little bit ridiculous. The first year, you know, when we weren't an NCAA tournament team, I would forget to order the salsa, and I'd have to wait back in line. The lady would charge me 30 cents. I think it's 33 with tax. Some mornings I wouldn't have cash, which is a common thing, so I got to pull my credit card out again, run it for 33 cents to get salsa. You know, you make the Elite Eight, and now I don't necessarily have to wait in line. You know, she kind of calls me up, but I still have to pay for it. You know, we played for the national championship, and now I'm pleased to say I get free salsa. Now, if we would have beat Virginia, maybe I could have gotten a free burrito, but at this point I'm paying for the burrito, but I am getting complimentary salsa. So things like this are great. You know, you know, last year is over. Nobody can ever take it from us. I don't mind the questions because it makes me think of those guys, Norrence and Brandon and Tariq and Matt and Culver and those guys. But it's a new season, and certainly today is another one of those days that is kind of the start of a new season. So I'm excited to be back in Kansas City today with these new guys and our new team. And I think we're going to be relative. I think we're going to be a part of the fight both in our conference and nationally this year.